The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Wow, we are going through an intense heat wave here. Thank goodness for air conditioners. I hope you're staying cool wherever you are in the world. And then I have to stop and think about Australia, South Africa, and Chile are just some of the places that are just now starting their winter season. So they're beginning to get cooler weather. And I just want to let them know that, well, we up here in Southern California have enough heat to keep you warm all winter. So just think about us and your feet will get nice and toasty. Wherever you are in the world, regardless of the temperature, take a break today and listen to today's show. It's going to be a good one for just you to hear. Today we have Hay House author Derek Mills talking about his 10-second philosophy that will definitely impact your life. I'm sure everyone has had a 10-second epiphany sometime in their life. But the question is, did you pay attention to it? Did you manage to change your life because of it? Well, Derek is going to give you some great insight into developing your standards for living, and I think it's going to charge you up to live happily from this point on. So sit back, relax, kick up your feet, and just tune in as we talk about being happy for the next hour right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
The secret to all wealth, prosperity, joy, and abundance boils down to self-love and sustained focus. That's what it's all about. But how does one go about creating this mindset? It's actually simpler than you think. World-renowned Law of Attraction Master Harrison Klein will show you the same easy steps that celebrities, professionals, and millionaires use. You will be amazed as you begin to live your grandest dreams. Not certain of this? Remove all doubt for only a dollar. Yes, that's right. Only $1. It's a no-brainer. Go to harrisonklineinternational.com/dream and start rocking your world today. That's harrisonklineinternational.com/dream.
Hi, I'm Sue Elliott, Editor-in-Chief of Law of Attraction Magazine. I would love to introduce you to the magazine so you can manifest the life of your dreams. You'll find powerful wisdom, insights, and easy techniques inside every issue of Law of Attraction Magazine. And it's available right now, digitally and on most newsstands. Visit lawofattractionmag.com to purchase your online copy today. That's Law of Attraction, MAG.com.
Law of Attraction Magazine is not associated with Law of Attraction Radio Network.
It's here. Our wealth creation cruise was a huge success. Now you can have these powerful workshops for your very own. You will learn life-changing strategies about creating wealth from the top LOA wealth experts. Plus, you'll also receive the Jules Money Activation Hypnosis CD. Get your copies now at lawofattractioncruise.com.
Welcome back to Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. I'm delighted to announce that we have two new great powerful shows on Law of Attraction Radio Network, Creating Your Reality with Dr. J and Tap Into the Quantum Heart with Jim Movino. These shows really pack a punch with information that can literally change your life. On top of all that, we have a brand new show coming on the network starting the first week of August called Recalibrate Your Life with Alan Weisberg. He's fabulous in every sense of the word. Now, you can hear all of these powerful shows through your smartphone by going to Stitcher.com and putting in Law of Attraction Radio Network, or searching for your favorite show. And for those of you who already have internet dashboards in your car, you can listen on your car stereo by going to Stitcher.com too. Search for Law of Attraction Radio Network, or simply tune in to our network through our homepage, LOARadionetwork.com. No matter what time it is in the world, you can get your inspiration and well-being here, right here. So if you truly want to shift, then listen to our shows, all of them. If you want out of your depression or anxiety, then listen to our shows. If you want to do, be, have, and experience your desires, then the place that you need to listen is LOARadionetwork.com. Your life will change because you will realize quite a few things here. Number one, that you are an energy being, a spiritual being. You are, in fact, wanting to live beyond the third dimensional world that focuses in on fear and lack. Number two, you are the essence of infinite intelligence. Therefore, you are perfect, just as source energy is. You are the essence of source energy. Number three, you are worthy of all your desires. Number four, you are worthy of great happiness. And five, you are worthy of great love. You are powerful, and there's nothing stopping you from living a life of joy and abundance. Having said all that, you come to realize that there's only one thing in this world that you have complete control over, and that's your thoughts. That's why I hope you're listening and loving our shows, because by understanding the power of your mind, you can create a brand new reality for you. I know this firsthand because I did it myself. So keep listening and keep on empowering yourself. The best is yet to be. And before we start with Derek Mills, I want to remind you of the upcoming cruise with the phenomenal energy healer, Eric Altman. 3 whole days of shifting our energy. Wow, can you imagine being in our group on this cruise and seeing what is going on with everyone around us? Not only will you change, but all those in our group will experience something incredible. It will be so fascinating, and I'm so excited about this cruise. It's on October 4th, 2013, out of the Port of Long Beach. So go to lawofattractioncruise.com and put in your deposit today. Don't wait, because you will get the best cabins today. Bring a friend with you as well. Or if you don't have a friend that you can bring to be a cabin mate, don't worry, because it's really incredible. The universe always provides the most perfect person for you. So come along. Go to lawofattractioncruise.com. No matter what ails you, physically or emotionally, let's change our energy around it and change our lives permanently. Now, let's get on with tonight's show with Derek Mills. Derek wrote the book, The 10-Second Philosophy, A Practical Guide to Releasing Your Inner Genius. Derek is known for changing his life around simply by listening to his innermost voice for 10 seconds. His misery turned to happiness, and his life started experiencing profound changes almost immediately. You see, the old way of what society preaches to us is not correct. As a matter of fact, what society has told us about becoming happy is completely false. What Derek wrote about in his book is that happiness can be achieved only by focusing on the inside out, and everything else will flow to you automatically. And when you achieve that, everything starts flowing to you automatically. So I am delighted to introduce to you Derek Mills. Welcome, Derek, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jules. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks very much.
Eric, I just love this book, The 10-Second Philosophy, A Practical Guide to Releasing Your Inner Genius. It's absolutely brilliant. So let's start off at the beginning. What was your 10 seconds like that changed your life?
I mean, first thing is that it's recognition that no matter what our circumstances are, the universe seeks to conspire and collaborate to help us out of those circumstances. It's when we tune in and pay attention that things can change for us. Because going back to around 8 or 9 years ago, I was broke, clinically unhappy, working 6 days a week in a business that was failing and had been failing for 18 years. But, you know, I managed to keep the doors open and the walls from the door. Well, mainly the walls from the door. And there were times when the walls got in the house and I had to save my house from foreclosure. And having the sheriff in the house as well and that type of stuff over those lean years. And it's really the fact that I got to a real low point where I just thought, what do I do here? You know, I've been doing all the planning and the goal setting and the things that the experts have been telling us to do for 18 years. And after 18 years, I was 38 and a failure in every area that mattered to me. And it's really a weird thing that, you know, the universe gave me a simple question. One day I'm in the office late at night, again on my own, all the other agents had gone, and the security guard came to the office and just asked me a question. He asked me first, you know, if I was ready to lock up and to leave the building. It was approaching 10 o'clock in the evening. And asked for more time. And then as I considered that, he came back again a few minutes later and I asked for even more time. And he just looked at me, Jules, and he just said, "What time do you get in this morning?" I know to most people that means nothing at all, but to me, that one question, I paid attention to it, and I took it inside of me, and it changed my whole life.
Mm. So at that point, you realized, wait a minute, I'm doing a lot of things wrong here. I'm not doing it right.
Absolutely. That was, I call it the book, The 10-Second Philosophy, because I know that was my first 10-second moment, and I've had many, of course, since then, but also recognize that everyone has the equivalent of 10-second moments. But it's not about the moment that you have, it's whether you pay attention. Mm. Take it inside to discover your truth. And then the key is whether you're willing to act from that place. So that first night when I had that question, though, to me, my first 10-second moment, it stopped me in my tracks. In those moments, I realized that my life was awful. I was in a failure, I was almost depressed, and I was broke, living from month to month, not seeing my wife, not seeing my children. And in that place, my true self voice, and the true self is the essence of who we truly are, what we came here as, my true self voice just spoke to me and said, "You're not happy because you're not who you truly are, and you can't be truly happy as not you. Be your true self and live from that place." And also gave me, I mean, so many concepts and ideas and thoughts that came flooding through in those seconds and have continued from that day to this. And even in that first 10-second moment, it said to me, "You've been setting goals for 18 years, deferring your happiness for the future that has never arrived. Mm-hmm. You're not being happy now in the present. Stop setting goals and start living by daily standards set from within, from who you truly are." And that to me was revolutionary. But it changed everything.
Yes, it did. And that's the premise of your book, is that you're setting standards. You're changing everything about what happened. Were in that moment when you received your first 10-second wake-up call, were you ready to hear it prior to that, or was the timing just perfect? The way that you felt, the depression and everything, just at the perfect moment for you to be able to hear it?
Yeah. It's a great question. And I say why it's really a great question. Because most people say that I wasn't ready before, or I had opportunities. Because I did, I had lots of opportunities. I mean, I had opportunities such as, you know, driving home so tired from a client traveling all over the country to try and see clients and to get new customers that I crashed on the motorway because I was so tired and almost killed myself. You know, I had lots of things that could have woken me up. I don't think it was the case that I was ready, because that implies that we have to be ready in order to get the message. You know what? I was ready for many years. when you're broke and can't pay your bills and you're ruining the most important relationships in your life, you're ready. The thing is, I allowed myself in that moment that question, which for somebody else could be, you know, for a listener it could be a word, a thought, a question, a phrase, an idea, an opportunity, a picture, that you just allow to stop you, to pause and to allow to take it inside and see what it does on the inside of you. Because you all know that we are who we are really on the inside, not on the outside, which is the mind and the ego and the world that we live in. It's about going on the inside. And because I did that, I kind of said, well, hold on a second. Yeah, it is almost 10 o'clock in the evening, and I've been here. I've been up since 6, on the road at 7. I haven't seen the kids since the weekend, and I was working one of the days at the weekend. It's now 10 o'clock at night again. I've been doing this for years, and there I was, broken, depressed. So I realized, hey, if I'm going to live one more day on this planet, I'm going to do it as my true self. So that voice that spoke to me in that moment is because I was willing to capture the moment. Capture the question in my case and go inside and let it work inside of me. Take that introspective journey and let it work. And from that place, words, thoughts, questions, phrases, and ideas and direction came and guidance came. And I followed the measurements that came from that. I followed the guidance that came. I followed the words and the questions that came from that place. And once more, it's not the going inside that's all we have to do. Many people go inside daily. They meditate. And they take moments to find out who they are. But you know what really is, Jules? It's around when you go to that place, your true self, the essence of who you are. It's for each of us, with our different life paths, is to say, are we willing to follow the wisdom that comes from that place? Because inside of you is a genius, is a guru that can change you. Are you willing to follow the genius and guru within?
Oh, yes. That's wonderful. What about the standards of change? What do you mean by that? I know you mentioned standards, but you're totally redoing the way that you thought before. You're absolutely changing your thoughts and perceptions about how you viewed your life previously up to that moment, right?
Absolutely, Jules. I think with many of us, you know, we're living a life of non-self. And you can't be happy as non-self. That's just it. And I knew in that first 10-second moment, and have learned so much that has come through me since, that most people, for example, I began to challenge the accepted norms. The accepted norms were, for the last 100-plus years, you set your goals, and you'll be happy and successful. Who hasn't heard that?
Yeah, right.
Every teacher says that. Where you go, you hear the same message. And here's my question. Well, how's that working out for you? How's it working out for you, your job, your community, your family, the country you live in, the world? How's that working out? So how come so many... Look, we did some research when we launched the book at the end of last year, the UK launch, and Leslie and PI did this research, and they found out that 3% of North Americans said that they achieved their life goals.
Wow. 3%. Oh, my goodness.
3%. And, of course, here's what we can all do today or tomorrow morning. Sorry, it is morning where you are, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, I'm in Worcestershire, England, and it's just after 6 in the evening here. And what we can all do, the next 10 or the next 100 people that we meet, ask them two questions. See, have you ever set goals? And, of course, we know that most people will say yes. And then say, well, how's that working out for you? And if you can get the truth from them, they'll give you something which will surprise you. There's almost like a myth that says, you set goals to be happy and successful. But here's what I learned and got my genius gave me in that moment. My genius, as with yours and everybody else's, connected to the source, connected to inverse intelligence. And it said to me, when you set goals, you cannot help but defer your happiness to the achievement of those goals.
Yes.
So let me just clarify that, if I may, because I haven't met a person around the world, not yet, who said to me, Derek, I set my goals to be unhappy. Not even one. Isn't that weird?
Yes, I haven't met one either, yes.
So everyone says, oh, yeah, I set my goal to be have that income, that person in my life, to have that wage, that job, that promotion, that house, that car, that business, that whatever. And in some way, there's an attachment of happiness to the achievement of that goal. And we know that, no matter what the culture or background is. But therein lies the problem. The problem is that that defers the happiness for the future. Doesn't matter whether that goal is next week, next month, next year, 3 years or 20 years. We naturally, as human beings, attach the happiness to that goal out there in the future, and that's where it stays. So So we don't get to be who we are and live our experience of happiness now, today. And by the way, happiness is a now experience.
Right.
None of us can be happy in the future. We're going to be, we only can experience happiness now. So the system setting goal saying happiness one day based upon achievement means we don't get to experience happiness today in the present time. Mm-hmm. And the difference is that standards say set your standards from within and just be you today. So a standard is a basis, it's one of five things. It's a basis, a criteria, a level, a quality or a rule. The basis, criteria, quality, level or rule that you set in key areas of your life, set from within, not from without. Set from your truth, not from the world outside of you. When we stick to our standards, we only have to stick to our standards one day. Not for 3 weeks or 3 years, one day. Today. The only life that we're given is today. We haven't got it tomorrow. Let's get rid of that illusion and just say to ourselves, we have today. And today's the day to set and stick to your standards just until we get our head back on our pillow tonight. And that's it. No pressure.
Okay. Now that you said that, how do we go about that? What are you defining as standards? Is it the goals for just today to accomplish what you need to accomplish today? And bottom line is, are we not supposed to be setting goals, but really listening to our inner guidance?
Here's the thing. Standards are not goals for today. Hmm. That's just like saying it's a short-term goal, but it's not that.
Okay.
Standards say, who are you? Now, just be that. Not gonna do. If I wake up in the morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to achieve something by the end of that day, that's just another short-term goal. What standards say, go inside of you. Now, there's a four-step process for doing this. They go inside and discover what's right for you, what's true for you, what serves and honors you, that allows you to serve and honor the world from your truth. And here's what you do. Just be that. Not going to do it. Not next week. Not in 5 hours. Not by the end of the day, like some goal. Be who you are. Be your true self. Dare to be you and stick at that standard, which is congruent with your truth. Today. So as we do that, we let go of the pressure of time. I don't care whether it's one day or whether it's 10 years. Let go of the pressure of having to achieve some goal one day or 1 hour. It's about the being. It's about the centered, authentic, balanced self being. Because what most people don't appreciate is that each of us is already good to go as we are. We're not good to go as we are. You're good to go as you right now. You don't need more added on or more pressure to say be something else.
Right.
So standards, go inside, discover who you are, discover some of your truths for different parts of your life. Set the right basis, criteria, quality, level or rule, standard, for that part of your life, and stick at that standard. That's it. This is not about the future. I don't care if the future is only 12 hours away. It's not about the future. It's about the now. It's about being present.
Okay, give us an example of how we're supposed to be thinking in the now. In other words, here we are in the U.S., and this is totally a new concept to thinking. So how are we supposed to be thinking from this moment to the next?
Okay, so it's about being in the present time, so, you know, about staying present, staying in the now. So, for example, there are certain areas of our life, and in those key areas, we'll take one, sort of relationships. The key thing about relationships is that people in relationships, as in business, will treat you based on the standards that you've set, i.e., where do you come from in your relationship? Who are you? What are the rules and qualities and criteria that you have as a person in a relationship? Now, if that standard, let's call it, is low, then people will treat you with that standard. And if you have lots and lots of fractured or broken relationships, please remember that for each of us, we have the right in that relationship to set the standard from our truth or by capitulation. So when we stick in our truth, we then get people treating us at that truth. This is absolutely vital for anyone that's listening that's in business, because customers and clients will treat you at the standard that you set, and they'll give the respect to that level. So a specific thing that I did, because I had these clients that were abusing me and getting me to drive all over the weekend, all over the UK, working nights, and really had no care whatsoever that I was a married man with children, that no one really cared. So I ended up just really running myself into the ground. They were getting a great service, and I was Well, I was dying, you know, really.
Right.
And I set these new standards, and I said, you know what, from now on, no driving around the country. All new potential customers and existing customers or clients must come to the office if they want to use my service. That's a new standard, a brand new rule. Another one was no working weekends. You know, I'm a family man. I got married. I've got four children. I'm a family man. And if I leave this earth, I've got a few less pounds in my pocket. It matters not. If I leave this earth and I haven't spent time with the angels that heaven sent to me, my loved ones, now that matters. So I said another standard, no more work weekends. I also said that no more evening appointments seeing clients. Even if those that came to the office, I would not see them in the evening. It must be normal daytime working hours. Every single morning, there's a new rule for the family. I'll take my kids to school every single morning. And most evenings, where it's appropriate because of games and other events that they do, is pick them up from school. I had clients and I said, if I was coming to the office, there was a minimum transaction level that I would accept standard for you to be a client of mine. And if he was below that standard, you were going to be somebody else's client. You weren't going to be mine. And it wasn't about anything other than, this is my truth. The other way caused me pain and suffering and disallowed me from helping more people. The moment I began to set and say, what's true for me? What's right for me? Everyone, each person listening now can do this in business. And that's a big impact for most people in business or their career. And the other one is their relationships, both these two areas. If you begin to set new standards of your truth, yes, my business went backwards for a while, but I was already in such a poor place. I didn't mind that because I knew I was living my truth. Now, the joy was from that first 10-second moment, I was already happy. So I didn't need to achieve a goal to be happy. I was already happy because I was living life as my true self and I had these practical processes called standards to keep me there. Mm-hmm. Standards help keep us true to ourselves. So I became happy overnight, literally that night. But 3 years later, of course, I became a millionaire. Doing the same business that I was doing before, exactly the same business. A year later, I earned $1 million in just 1 year. And after that, the great thing about sticking to those standards, it was as if to say, people all around me began to say, where have you been? We see you now, and you can have the business. No, because what they were seeing was the real me, the real light that I had inside of me shining. And they began to say, we don't see many people like this in business, authentic, balanced, and centered. So we're going to connect with you. And I believe that every single person listening now, if you're in business, or if you're in sales, for example, if you work for somebody else, when we begin to come at our work and our career from an authentic, balanced, centered, connected place, people will turn to us as if we've never been there before and just go, where have you been? You can have the business. I don't get this elsewhere. So when I see it in you, I'll do the business with you. This is how, which is the magic, what I call the A, B, C, and C. This is how I turned my business life completely around that led to the book and the film and other things.
Wow. Wow. That is great to know because what, especially with the law of attraction, we reflect out to the world who and what our thoughts are. So you are reflecting back your true self. So there's nothing, I mean, it's a universal law. It has to come back to you, what you're projecting out. So you recognize the higher set of standards that you were choosing to deliver out and reflect out to the world. And so it has to come back. That is such a major thing that people need to hear right now, the authenticness.
Absolutely. Jules, what you've just said is you should... I'm saying you should record that because, but you are recording it. Because that was just spot on. It is about, you know, the standard that you choose. Because when you ask me the question, how do we do this? On my website, so if it's okay to mention that, it's
sure.
Derek@derek-mills.com. Derek-mills.com. There's a document on there, it's a free download. Called the Perfect Standard System, Perfect Life Standard System. And it's called perfect because there are the seven key areas, and the first letter of each area spells out P-E-R-F-E-C-T. And what I did with this document was to say, let's assume that most people have no idea that they are running their life by standards. Let's suppose they didn't know. Let's suppose that, you know, they're not a Derek, they're not a Jules, they don't quite get this. So I created a document that said, there are four steps through which you can understand what standards are and what they mean to you and how you can powerfully, today, change your life by resetting your standards. The four steps are really simple. The first one is to recognize that you run your life by standards. Every one of us, in our personal health and fitness, our environment, relations, family, emotions, career, and time, we all have standards. We all have basis, criteria, levels, rules, and qualities that we run our lives by in all those seven areas. And here's the thing. What if each of us now were to get a pen and perhaps choose one of those seven areas? Personal health and fitness for you, maybe environments, relationships, family, emotions, career, time, and say, where did my standards come from in this area? Because that's the one great question. People, I mean, what do you mean? Well, I didn't even realize I had standards in that area, but of course everybody does. But nobody takes the time to look at those areas and see what the standards are. When we recognize what the standards are in the key areas of our life, such as I meet someone who may be 51 who says, well, here's what I do. Here's a rule for me. Here's a quality for me. Here's a level that I work with in relationships or business. And Derek, I've been doing that since I was 21. And I now realize now, because I was with these bunch of people working at this company and everyone used to do that. So ever since I was 21, I've been running my standard at that level. Heavens. And I say, well, now you're 51. The person that you are right now, does that standard still honor and serve you now? If it doesn't honor and serve you, remember, to honor is to remember who you are. If it no longer honors and serve you, wouldn't it be a good idea to take the next step and to let go of that standard that does not serve you? Hold the ones that do, let go of the ones that don't. And the beauty of being in this human experience is that we can say, okay, let's set a new standard from within. Something might be a higher standard. For others, just a new standard, different, a better standard that serves and honors our true self. And that's where life, because the moment we set a new standard and we commit to sticking that standard, we've only got to stick to it just for today. So even if it's around, I've got one or two people that have come to me, and one guy in particular I remember, I write about in the book, his name is Edward. He was an agent or a partner of a company. And he came to me one day and said he'd been declined for life insurance, age 41. Mm-hmm. And to put that into perspective, you've got to be pretty poor in health to be turned down, declined for life insurance if you're 41 years old. And he was.
Right.
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, elevated blood pressure, high cholesterol. Clinically, he was obese, according to the British health authorities. And he said, Derek, what do I do? And I simply said to him, look, what do you do when you put on weight? What's your standard response when you find you put on weight? You know, when you button your collar in the morning, you put your tie on, and the collar is so tight you can hardly button it up. What's your standard response at that point? And here's what he said, Jules. He said, Derek, I just buy a bigger shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I buy
exactly.
a bigger suit. I said, well, I said, wow, really? I said, is that your standard? He said, well, yeah. I said, well, where's that got you right now? See, with standards, if the standard was whenever I feel that tight pinch of my collar, or if I can't get my finger between the collar and my skin of my neck, then I eat differently that day. That day I exercise. I do some more. I go to the gym, I drink water. I'll eat fruits and nuts and pulses and salads, because that day, that standard is about to get breached. And if I continually breaching my standards, by the day we fail, success takes the same route by the day. So he was able to turn his life around. I talk about him in the book. He's now one fit guy because
wow.
he took up the action of daily standards and sticking to those standards, what was right for him. He has a personal trainer, the same one that I use. I've seen sometimes he had the whole new diet of nuts and pulses and greens and leafy salads and his health. You know what's really important about that? He became happy straight away. Let me tell you why. When he first shared his story with me, he said, Derek, now what I really fear because of this result from the life insurance, I fear that he's got two lovely children, Natalie and Liam. He said, I fear not being there when she walks down the aisle. And even though she's only 16, you know, I'm feeling sad about that now. Can you imagine that? Feeling sad about it now. You think, I'm not going to be here, am I? And I said, here's what we're going to do, Edward. He created some new standards for his life around drinking and exercise and the food he was eating and all these things. And he said, he's going to stick to them just for today. And each day he wakes up, he can recommit to those standards just for that day. And here's where the magic happens. He became happier immediately because he knew as long as he stuck to his standards, things will change. There are no guarantees in this life. But he knew if he stuck to his standards, he had the experience, he no longer had the experience of feeling doom and gloom about his future. He felt happy in the now. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
So it changed him. And when he changed, everything changed for him.
We're going to break for a fast commercial and then be back with Derek Mills talking about his incredible book, The 10-Second Philosophy. Stay with us.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the Law of Attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
The power of the I Am is yours at LOAaffirmations.com. Bringing you the very best in audio affirmations programs and introducing our newest title, I Am Happy, Healthy, and Wealthy. All of the LOAaffirmations.com programs are MP3 instant downloads and come with multiple audio and subliminal tracks. Order yours today at LOAaffirmations.com.
Talk to me about this conduit, intelligent energy.
I think for your, I've looked at the work that you do, though the majority of your listeners will be aware of, you know, if I use this phrase, like the source that we all come from. Some call it God or the source or the universe. Mm-hmm. The recognition that came through me since then and over this period of time, the last few years, is that, of course, we are all part of that creation. We're part of the universe. We're part of the source. Everything broken down comes down to energy. Those who are the most spiritual will tell us that, but also those who are weighing and counting numbers, the quantum physicists, they also say the same thing. So when the universe expresses itself through you, through me, it is the universe in us. And this light, Jules, was given to me. The light in you was given to you for you to express this part of the universe, which is why it's important, of course, for each of us to begin to live our lives the way that our true self wants to live our lives, not based on the world. One sure way to be unhappy is to live a life based on what you think the world would have you be. The way to be happy is when you recognize this light was given to you. Be your true self. Spend your life discovering. If you live for 17 years or for 70 years or 107 years, spend that 107 years discovering who you are, realizing who you are, and then realize, make it real in the world. Realize yourself in the world. So when we were in this space of true self, Not only does it allow us to access the gifts and the talents and the abilities that we came here with. You know, I say in the book that every one of us is a genius. Every one of us has a guru. And how can I say that for surety? I'm saying that for surety because we all come and are part of the universe. The universe is infinitely intelligent, infinitely bright, infinitely clever. The universe is a genius. And guess what? I'm part of the genius. I'm part of the universe. Therefore, I am a genius. So when we are in our true self space, it's as if we are widening the pipe, which is called the conduit, to all the wisdom in the universe, which is outside of us, but yet part of the oneness. The inner, what I call the inner faculty of the true self, is recognizing that each of us has these gifts, abilities, and talents inside of us that we came here with. And those faculties, if we just access them during our life, they're the gifts that we can use to revolutionize our lives, to change our lives, or to change the whole world. That's called the faculty. But the conduit sees far more. The geniuses of history have all done this. They've tapped in to a place outside of themselves, to what I call the conduit, to the greatness and the infiniteness of the universe. They've tapped in there and utilized what came through that pipe. And the world, of course, calls them geniuses, these greats of history. The strapline to the book, The 10-Second Philosophy, is a practical guide to releasing your inner genius. because I absolutely know, like I know, like I know, that every one of us being part of that oneness is therefore a genius within. The book gives practical tools for everyone to release that genius into our lives. When we release our inner genius into our lives, our inner guru into our lives, we change. And when we change, everything will change for us.
I love that. Okay, let's go back to the goals again, because you talk about visualizing in your book.
Yep.
So visualizing is not the same as a goal. I mean, it's like Tiger Woods envisioning the end result of where the ball is going to land. Where does this play in regards to goals?
Okay. Standards are the key thing, because 2,000 years ago, Christ walked on the earth. And he said many things, but he also gave us some words to remember. And when I went to school, it was called the Lord's Prayer, but, you know, give him face. And in the middle of the Lord's Prayer, there were four words that kept coming back to me and through me again and again and again. And the four words were, give us this day. Give us this day. What was really interesting, because to me, you know, people have different faces and I respect that, but for me, Jesus, Son of God. Now, he said, give us this day, which I think he meant get from the day, get through the day, give all you can be today, love today, share today, connect today, express your gifts today, it's about today. Son of God and all that. If he'd meant to say, give us this week, give us this month, give us this quarter, give us this fiscal year, give us this three-year business plan, he would have said so.
Absolutely.
I don't believe he misspoke. I don't believe it was a slip of the tongue. He meant what he said, and he said what he meant. It's about the day. And later in the scripture, as we know, he said, have no worry for tomorrow. The morrow will take care of itself. And in my simple understanding is that how do we let the tomorrow take care of itself? And here's how. By making sure that you give us this day. It's about the day. If you do the right things today, if you are the right person, you are your true self, and you're giving and sharing and caring and getting your gifts and your genius into the world today, we can forget about tomorrow. Because, you see, your thing is, it's an illusion, isn't it, anyway? Tomorrow is an illusion. There is no tomorrow. We only have today.
Right.
My mother was 35 years old when she died. And I don't know what plans and goals she had, but she clearly would have had some. But she wasn't there past 35 to have those goals be real for her. And many people, of course, in life, whether 35 or 95, will set goals to be happy into the future without even realizing that that's a massive assumption you've just given right there. You're saying you're going to be, do, and have, and in a lot of cases, be their real selves in the future. When I've got that, then I'll be happy. When I've got that, I'll be the real me. When I'm retired, I can do what I really want to do. Hold on a second. Big assumption. You've only got today. Today is what about. If the good Lord, if you put your eyes, you put your head on your pillow tonight, and then you wake up and it's tomorrow, that's your new today. So it's about today. So going back to your question, when I go through the visualization process, it's about visualizing you as your true self, sticking to your standards just for today. If you go up and it's 8 in the morning or it's 11 where you are, then look at the rest of your day. Know what's in your diary for today. Know what your plans are for today. And hold a space for 5 or 10 or 20 minutes. Visualize yourself running through your day, sticking to your standards, being true to yourself as your true self, acting upon the wisdom from within. Being open to the guidance that the universe is giving to us through the law of connection. Just for that day, stick to your truth, be true to yourself, and stick to your standards. That's all we have to do. Visualizing tomorrow, whether you believe Son of God or not, you may believe Jesus was a wise prophet. Either way, I think they're wise words. It's about the day. And if we stick with the present time, if we stick in the now, we can experience happiness now, because happiness is a now experience.
Okay, so I'm still confused, because in the law of attraction, we're always talking about visualizing and projecting out so that the infinite intelligence exactly knows what it is that we're focusing on. Although we don't have to wait, we can be happy with that visualization today as if we've had it,
yeah.
Right?
I know it's a simple question to ask, but I always, when I have that type of question, but I always say, well, for people I know that utilize that approach, I say, well, how is that working out? And are you happy today? Really? Are you happy today? Because I think we need to be much more focused on today. Because the real happiness and the real success and the way to make real shifts in our lives is about holding the energy that we have and have the universe channel through us today. Because then our abilities and our gifts come through us. Now, this is different, I know, but just bear with me for a second. We can set goals all that we like, and we set most of our guidance, our goals from what the, you know, what standard norms are in the world, you know, from what the media thinks is success, from our mind and from our ego. That's where we set goals from. But what we do when we talk about standards and being the true self, we say when you are our true self, you release your inner genius. The light that you came here with begins to express itself in your life. The things that it will express through you and the creativity it will give you and the words and the thoughts and the questions and the phrases and ideas you can give you could not have set a goal about, because it's far greater than what you can actually think about or your ego can give you in the moment. You see, the true self is part of the infinite, is part of the universe. And what it says is actually is, express me in your life. And there is nothing that you could think about that will be greater than the manifestation of what you truly are. Express me in your life, your truth, your true self. And there's nothing in your mind that will be greater than what you can express when I come through. And which is why after 18 years of business, just bear this in mind, I've read the books, gone on the courses, listened to the CDs and the DVDs, and even, showing my age here, Jules, even the tapes, listened to the tapes, went on the courses, read the books, and there I was, 38 years old, broke and near depressed. And I've met thousands, and I do mean thousands of people who've done all the other stuff, and still, at 38, 48, 58, 68, not happy and successful according to what they would define as happiness and success. And I say, well, hold on a minute. There's something else we can do here. Maybe the big thing we've been given is that it's about some kind of future based on something. What if it's actually about discover what already is inside of you and let that gift flow into your life? Let that be true happiness for you. Let that be true success. What if we were to just reframe this thing called success? What if the spirit or the essence that we each are came here to express itself? And to the degree that we allow that expression, we become happy and successful. Because, you know, when I listened to a conversation earlier this year, I was in California, and I listened to into a conversation between, it was on a CD that I was given by Hay House, between Wayne Dyer and Eckhart Tolle. Mm-hmm. And, Wayne Dyer, a great spiritual leader in the world, and Eckhart Tolle, according to the research last year surveys, Eckhart Tolle was the number one spiritual teacher in the world, second place with the Dalai Lama. So it's Wayne Dyer, Dalai Lama, Eckhart Tolle. And I had this conversation. It was really interesting. At the end of that conversation, one of the questions from the audience was, what kind of goals do I set for my life to be, quote-unquote, successful or, happy, whatever the phrase was, happy and successful. And Wayne's response didn't surprise me at all. I've been living this for the last 10 years. Wayne's response was, well, I've read a lot of books in the past, in the 70s and 80s, 90s, about goals. And I can't take those books back. But here's the thing, I don't set goals. And he explained what he does instead of that being present. And then the conversation then switches to Eckhart Tolle, and Eckhart Tolle said, like you, Wayne, I don't set goals. What they're able to articulate in that place is what I've been living through my philosophy for the last 10 years by saying, actually, when we set goals outside of ourselves, based on the norms of the world, it causes a disconnect between who we are. So the question then becomes for the individual, who are you really? Is it about achieving goals that you think are normal for the world? No, the world norms. So you can say, yes, I'm successful because I've got or done or been here or done that. Or is it about, hold on a second, you are the observer. And it's about being the observer in your life, the truth that you came here as. That's what it means to be, if one uses the phrase happy and successful. It's about the being. It's about being present. It's about the now. And that's where my philosophy comes from, is to say, that's what it's about. I know it's different, and I accept that. But that's maybe what a lot of us have been missing. It's not something outside of ourselves. It's about what's already inside of us, allowing that to express itself. Focus on that.
Okay. I'm understanding what you're saying, because I, too, am I believe that you have to be happy in the moment, in the present, in order for the creation to occur. But what you are stating as goals, I can understand that that's what the ego is wanting, but there's something about desires too. The desire to be free of all financial distress, the desire to have this house that you've always dreamed of. That's not necessarily a goal, but it is something that, I don't know, just makes you feel happy in the moment, thinking, you know what? That feels great. I would love to live in a place like that. I can be happy today, and it just gets me excited.
Yeah, and I understand that, because, you know, when I talk about the financial problems that I had in my life, suffering and working all the hours and still getting nowhere and robbing Peter to pay Paul and all that kind of stuff. You know, here's the thing. When I turn my life around, it's because I went inside and the genius within me revealed what I should be doing. And it led me way beyond anything I ever read or heard that I could do or be.
So you're depending on that connection to source.
But that is what we are, after all. So, and from that place, the guidance in there, as you talk through the book, The 10-Second Philosophy, says, you know, follow the wisdom within. Follow your intuition. Follow that inner sagacity. That is not your a measurement of what the world or the country that you live in might call success. It's actually, this is your truth that you came here as. Follow that. It brought you here. It's here with you. That's the part of you that will go on when the body crumbles. So follow from that place. And guess what happened for me? And people that I know, if you look at the website and testimonials, what happens when I coach or mentor or counsel people? Eventually I begin to wake up to the point, hold on a second. If that's a genius inside of me, I bring that truth into my life. And before long, you know, in my case, because you know my story, of course the big houses came and the car that I wanted, my children in private education and traveling all over the world and meeting amazing, incredible people and changing lives all around the world. And not just being in a film with Jack Canfield and Dr. John Gray, but also, you know, executive producer of my own film, being screened at Raindance, winning the best short film in America last year at the PAF Film Festival. All these incredible gifts and genius kept flooding out of me, and I could just contend one thing. If that gift and genius and wisdom is inside of me, it's inside of everyone. And it must have been there all those lean years. So what I had to do was to go inside and allow that which is already there to come out. It's just another way of looking at things. And, you know, sometimes in life, Jules, as you know, another word for you, is sometimes what we need in life to be, quote-unquote, happy and successful, sometimes just another philosophy, just another way of looking at things that allows us to break through.
Right. No, I agree. I think this is wonderful. I just think that if it feels so good to just sit back and think, maybe it's magical thinking, and feel how great it would feel to be free of all financial stress.
Yes.
And just feel so happy and enthusiastic. It's like you are in the direct connection with source energy. You're feeling that happiness.
Ow.
That's source speaking to your inner genius.
Yeah.
That somehow you're going to get to that place. You're not saying how you're going to get there by setting goals. You're just feeling, oh my God, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
This is where I choose to be.
Yeah. And that's it. I mean, what you've expressed there for me is around, you know, happiness is an our experience. And when what we've learned over this period of time is that when we are our true selves, we are happy. And it's to the degree that we are our true selves that we are happy. Because there are many facets of the characteristics of the true self, as I've mentioned. And when we tap into our own genius, and we tap into the genius of the universe, you want that house? Tap into your genius. That's the best way to get it. But here's the thing. You'll be happy now because you're living as your true self. So it's a double-sided benefit here. Firstly, you're living as your true self. So you are happy. Big house or no, you're happy right now. But if you want the big house as well, go into your genius and it'll show the right way for you to get the house or the car, or wherever it is that you feel would make you even happy. Because, of course, even happiness is a continuum. So isn't it wonderful that we can be happy in the moment just by being our true selves, not having that attachment to any other external thing? Because that's where we slide back up to the ego, when we attach the happiness to something outside of ourselves, instead of realizing that happiness is actually wholly on the inside of ourselves. Because
that's
how
said.
We work. That's who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, happiness is an inside job. It's an individual job. We've got to do it for ourselves. We can't depend on another to make us happy or exterior to make us happy. It is a one inside job of our connection to source.
That's our truth that you've just said there. You know, it's isn't it strange? I still meet people, I know that you do too, who go through their lives thinking that their life is about the external attachments, without even stopping to think that, hold on a second, I'm an eternal being here. I was something before I was born here, and I'll be something when I leave this place. So the question is, what is the something? And that's the thing that needs expression. And it's really about knowing that when we go back into that place, we then go into the genius of that place, the guru, the wiseness, the sagacity, the wisdom of that place. So if you want to make a difference, not just for the things, not just for the big house or for the car or the business, but you know, you want to change the world, tap into your genius. You want to change your community, tap into your genius. You want to make a difference in the world. You see, if we said that, you know, for as long as any of us listening now can remember, that the whole world, of course, has had a goal of peace and everybody fed and equality and freedoms. In the Middle East, they make it their goal every year to have peace one day. We know this, don't we? But it's a goal, and they say that's our goal, to have peace. And I would just challenge the whole world and say, how are we doing on that? Everybody fed, peace, and all these things. But you know what? See, we are part of the oneness. We are part of one body. And I'm not going to get a gun in my right hand and shoot my left hand, because I recognize that's part of me. And when when the body temple is thirsty, I reach my hand out, and my hand is too far away from the glass of water, my feet will instinctively and automatically and immediately move my whole body towards that glass of water so I can get the water, feet working for the hands. And when I drink the water, the whole body disperses that water to every extremity of my body, because it recognizes we're in this together. We're part of the oneness. So when we come from spirit, it's recognizing that every part of us, every part of our world and community is part of that oneness. So we don't harm one another. We don't go run over one another to get to the next thing that we think we should have based on what the media tells us that we should have or that we must buy to appear successful. We begin to say, I need to take care of the hands. The hands are in America. I need to take care of the feet. Well, the feet are in Africa. The heart needs some consoling or some energy. Well, the heart's in Europe. And different parts of Asia, we need to bring, now this is with the blood supply of the world. And so we need to take care of the whole body. And we do not harm that which we believe is part of ourselves. Our true self knows we're part of the oneness. It's in the being of the true self. We begin to get our genius into the world, and we begin to take care of the world the way we take care of our own body.
Great. Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful. And that is the perfect place to end the show, because we're all out of time. But I do want to send everybody to www.derek-mills.com. That's DEREK-mills.com. Thank you, Derek, for coming on today, and I know you're in England, and it's late there, but thank you so much. I truly appreciate it.
And the pleasure is absolutely mine. I want to thank you so much, literally, for giving me the opportunity to share my light and help others awaken or turn on their light. And so the thanks is to you. God bless.
And to all my beautiful, wonderful listening energy beings out there, have a great week. We'll be back next week with another terrific show of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. See you next week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.